Hi, this is Sid Lieberman. Today's cut is from Joseph the Tailor and Other Jewish Tales, a recording filled with the wit and wisdom of Jewish folk tales.
I'm going to need someone who is going to bang this around. Okay, come on. Stand right here and bang away. Let's hear you. Bang. Good. Part's yours. Now I need someone who's going to go like this. Let me hear you. Okay, come on up. I need someone else who's going to do it. Part's yours. Come on up. Over here. Now I need someone who's going to cry like a baby. Let me hear you. Come on up. Who else? Let me hear you. Oh, good. Come on up. Okay, now all of you stand over here. Over here, you're going to moo like a cow. Let me hear you.
Moo.
No. It always happens. You always sound so sick, I wouldn't drink the milk. Give me a happy, healthy moo.
Moo.
You sound angry, but you sound a little bit more alive. Over here in the middle, you're going to cock-a-doodle-doo like a rooster. Let me hear you.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Over here, you're going to bow like a goat. Let me hear you. Ooh, that's good. An old folk tale, a lot of you know, about Eliah Blacksmith who pounded and pounded and pounded in his shop. Bing, 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 bing. It was so noisy. All he wanted when he went home was a little peace and quiet. But every time he'd open the door to his house, what would he hear? He'd hear his wife banging around making dinner. He'd hear his babies crying. He'd hear his grandparents sitting in their rocking chairs going... He'd say to his wife, why are you so noisy? All I want is quiet. When I get home, I'm so noisy at work. Can't you be quiet? And she would just stare at him like that and laugh. Then as soon as he'd turn around, what would she do? Bang away. And he'd say to his babies, ooh, do, 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 do. And they would smile, see? As soon as he turned his back, what would they do? Cry. And he said to his grandparents, listen, can't you get a new rocking chair or find a carpenter or oil the rocking chairs? They're so noisy. And they would just look at him as if he were crazy. And when he turned away, what would they do? Oh, so he went to the rabbi. He says, Rabbi, please, it's so noisy in my house. I need a little quiet. Isn't there something I can do to make it quiet? A prayer, maybe. The rabbi says, better than a prayer. You should put a cow in your house. He said, a cow? In my house, it'll work. The rabbi said, trust me. So he went to his barnyard, he grabbed the cow by the rope. He wrestled that big cow in. The next night when he came home, he said, oh Lord, I hope the rabbi is right. He opened the door and he stepped in. Ooh, you know what? He stepped in right away. But worse than that, what did he hear? He heard his wife. He heard his babies. He heard his grandparents. And he heard? Ooh, an angry cow. He said, Rabbi, yesterday when I came to you, I told you I wanted it quieter. You made it noisier. You probably didn't hear me right. Isn't there something I can do? A prayer, maybe? That's all I want. I just want it quiet. The rabbi says, oh, the cow didn't work. You should put some roosters in your house. He said, roosters? It'll work, Rabbi? The rabbi said, trust me. He went back to his barnyard to grab two roosters. He threw the two roosters in. The next night when he came home, he said, oh, Lord, I hope the rabbi is right. He opened his door. He watched where he stepped. Feathers flying all over the place. But worse than the feathers, what did he hear? He heard his wife. He heard his babies. He heard his grandparents. He heard the cow. He heard the roosters. Rabbi, it's not working. The roosters didn't work. The rabbi said, oh, didn't work. Well, then you should put a goat in your house. He said, a goat? It'll work. The rabbi said, trust me. Went back to his barnyard, he grabbed the goat by the horns, he wrestled the goat in. The next night when he came home, he said, oh Lord, I hope the rabbi is right. He opened the door, he watched where he stepped, the feathers had settled, the goat had knocked everything over, but worse than that, what did he hear? He heard his wife. He heard his babies. He heard his grandparents. He heard the cow. He heard the roosters. He heard the goat. He heard everything at once. It's not working. Rabbi said, oh, it's not working. Well, then you should take all your animals out of the house. The man said it'll work. The rabbi said, trust me. So he went back to his house. He grabbed the cow by the rope and he wrestled her out. He grabbed the two roosters and he threw them out. He grabbed the goat by the horns and he wrestled the goat out. And when he went back in, what did he hear? He heard his wife. He heard his babies. He heard his grandparents. Oh, it sounded so good to him. He lived a happy man for the rest of his days. And may all of you do too.
I hope you enjoyed listening. This story is distributed under a Creative Commons license, which requires attribution for all reproduction and prohibits commercial use. Find out more about me at my website, sidlieberman.com. That's SYDLIEBERMAN.com.